This is Burger Bentley's live, April 1, 2007, and the basis of a of the internalization of metabolic syndromes is based on the immune system. Remember, when we first started, I was talking about. You have chloramine that's added. Well, that's just one of 47 different chemicals that are added to the drinking water, and they're not much better in the bottled water. The whole process here is that if you have a low immune system, I'm repeating myself, but it's in on the home page. You can click down there, chloramine causes collateral damage on the home page on the right side of Republicbroadcasting.org on the homepage, and you just click that down. You put that into and print that out, and you can link it to groups. We're going to start this whole thing of the what I call for the moment the Parker Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, and a change of the what I call the Parker Grand Jury system of science and technology, and realize. If you do not have the proper immune system coming in the other way, those organs are not going to act properly. And there's a, and of course, there you don't take pills for that. You have to devise various ways to change the immune system, of which I get a lot of suggestions in every show on how you do this. And in Japan, the public hasn't heard about it yet, but they developed an artificial lymph node. And what they've done is, and the lymph system is very important for the immune system. It's an integral part of it. And they transplanted in mice, and they produced an immune response. And what this amounts to is rebuilding the immune systems of people with cancer, and which hasn't been really successful over the past 55 years. There are people who actually have discovered it, but they could not publish it. This, however, has great effect for AIDS patients as well, and it can have a great effect for the allergy system on the impregnation of the lymph gland. But here's the point. The thymus gland is the key point of the immune system. The thymus gland shrinks a little when you get older, and you have different cells that take over. They're called megalocytes from the bone marrow, and they produce various forms of also lymph cells, which are also produced in other parts of the body, but the thymus gland is still there. If you can cause the thymus gland to change the gene structure to produce the immune system, then you've won the first step on building the immune system in the human body. This is what the Japanese have done. And they want to have a working immune system, and where all the white cells are migrated to the animal's own lymph nodes, instead of attacking the lymph nodes. This is what this study has shown as a great success to build the immune system in a good way. This is our real battle line. This is our real battle line. If you and this is going to affect also the concept of what it means for immune systems. People don't realize that immune systems are also connected to the memory genes, which are very much in our body. And I wanted to talk about that today, but we may not have time, and so we're going to move on to the immune system as it affects the stem cell research, which is connected again to the treaty system, which is of the world, which is connected again to the desalination plan for desalinating water, which is connected again to the treaty visit, where Nancy Pelosi is over in Syria. And as a lot of people say on the Beltway, that's making a deal with your enemy to have you poisoned from the rear door. I'll talk with you on the other end of the break, and call in is 800-313-9443, and we're going to talk a little bit more about personalized medicine and the global treaties and water and food.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wayne Parker, on April 1, 2007. And I want to present that analysis of the intellectual property of Dendreon Corporation. They have barely a first step in their view of a cancer vaccine. And this affects sensitizing the immune system in such a way that they can change the gene signal, particularly for metastatic prostate cancer. Metastatic meaning, of course, as you all know, it's prolific and travels to other organs of the body. And this particular product is called Provenage, P-R-O-V-E-N-G-E, but it's got a French name to it, Provenage. But this is another good step toward trying to change the immune system from a signal that is outside the cell of the chromosome system, and how that's going to particularly look of what is called treating the risky gene. There is a another company, Cellgenes. They have a vaccine called G DAX, and it's also being used for prostate cancer. And it shows basically some good results at this time. Keep in mind that these drugs and these vaccines for cancer are in clinical trial stage, but I'm very high on this Provenage from Dendreon Corp. And pay attention to it. I want to put you on alert so that you can look at it from all kinds of avenues of potential advancement and venture interest. And, of course, people who are not connected with corporations can also write to me for review of their work, for potential grant and prospect work, and valuation of their intellectual property as to what my view and opinion is of the value of it at Wynn Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030. And this brings me to the other concept of stem cell research itself. And stem cell research requires a highly sophisticated what's called water distribution system that can alter the various forms of chemicals in the lab to be able to produce the products. But what we have here is that, in my view, stem cell research is a very important development of what I call, which is the title of this show, Tailored Drug Therapy and Personalized Medicine, because this is where the direction is of medicine in terms of thing. If we can, and of course it's globalized now, and there are other kinds of political aspects of things where people don't know enough about science and technology to make the decisions correctly. And this is why I want the grand jury of science and technology. Most scientists use embryonic stem cells, and they're extracted from 5-day-old embryos and that have been left over from fertility clinics. And, of course, the embryo is destroyed in the process, and the stem cells are extracted from the blood and bone marrow and obtained, all these are obtained from humans, either children or adults, but no embryos are actually destroyed in the process, just the cell. So the cells can be grown in other kinds of cells, which cause different changes that you want to see if you can alter the gene structure of cancers and other diseases. So you have these studies in Wisconsin where researchers, they grew embryonic stem cells in an effort to develop the technique by Dr. James Thompson at the University of Wisconsin. That's in Madison, Wisconsin. And many people feel that Dr. Thompson's work has really changed medicine in terms of research and economics. And there are other funds that are trying to go to New Jersey to try to use this research. But the stem cell laboratories that are developing there are still haven't focused in terms of a lot of research money that needs to go into that work. So what a lot of the scientists do, they go overseas. They go to France, they go to Germany, and to China. China right now has best estimate that I've been given, and I think it's higher than that, nearly 20% of our brain power in stem cell research has now gone to China. People have studied here, lived here. They call themselves Americans. Their passport has got the stamp of the American flag and a hologram on their passport, and they're gone. They get on that Chinese plane, and they're gone. And they're over there in Singapore, Hong Kong, Upper North Hong Kong. And now the big biotech stem cell research complexes at the base of Thailand cover over 100 acres of the most modern facilities that the world has ever seen. And of course, the future of concept of creating energy will be based on biotechnology as well, where the use of cells from various forms of biology will be married to what I was talking about earlier, the production of energy, which are called bioenergy, which is the use of trying to work with the biological chips to produce the hydrogen that we keep talking about. So that's way in the future. That's going to be within the next 20 years, but it's moving fast. And this can be good or this can be bad. You know, I'm presenting both sides of the question here of how you want to work with it. But I'll give you some guidance on that. Of course, it's a pathway. That's what Parker Pathways is all about, which pathway you want to take. Do you want to take the one where you have stem cells and work this out? Do you want to take the other where you think that you know something about how life is created? You want to take that argument? You can do that. But Mark Green, a U.S. representative from Green Bay, he was taking on the policy of limiting federal fund on embryological stem cell created before 2001, but not those created after that. So he opposed the more federal funding for the embryological stem cell research, and of course the new technique, pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, was developed by the company Advanced Cell Technology. And the advanced cell technology showed it's possible to remove a single cell from an eight-cell embryo and grow it in the cell into the stem cells. And this is an absolutely world-shaking piece of research that will cut down the 20 years to 10 to develop for genetic testing, which can be, of course, will be part of the personalized medicine to be able to do the gene structures and be able to determine if you have a propensity for that particular disease and have a reprogramming of those genes. I've looked over that intellectual property and advanced cell technology, and it is really quite exquisite. There was another report from Japan, which is only a few days old, but this is what is called verbal communication between scientists. Where the group added four reprogramming genes to dishes of mouse skin cells, and then these cause the cells to revert to their primordial stem cell state. That's usually within the bone marrow, and that's big. That is a big development, and it hasn't been demonstrated to work in humans right at the moment. But if it does work, it might be able to kind of handle a little knotty problem. For instance, when I opened the show, some of the subjects I wanted to cover, I won't be able to discuss it completely, but chickens from China will be repacked, and then they call it the repacked chicken from China coming into this country. The concept of the bird flu is based on the reverse cell and the gene structure, which is part of that. It's called the N gene, and I'm not comfortable at all with the concept of here we're talking about animal food. That same process for the animal food will be for the human chickens. So if you have the cell structure which is coming in from China on those repacked chickens going to come in another year in this country, freely just signed off, come right in, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a problem. And I want to get back to the concept that Madison, Wisconsin, has one of the really top organizations in the nation. They attract federal money, $763 million in grants, $474 million in life sciences alone. And the regulatory environment is very hostile, and this is what we have to deal with on Parker Pathways as to how we want to change that in, even in the Constitution, the grand jury system on science and technology, who makes those ethical decisions, and how should they be made, and did the person really kill off 900,000 people on the Chinese experiment with stem cell research? We'll get back to you on the other end of the break, and look forward.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're discussing the gene changes in cancer and from stem cell research, and I want to tie it into even a gene signal concept that's even closer to home for a lot of people that might be able to identify even closer to the concept of alcoholism. the gene structures that have so far on gene locations for the physiological process for alcoholism and brain function, taste and reward and enforcement, which has a lot to do with the metabolic syndromes in terms of the signals for insulin that's indirectly related to the contaminants in the water. And also is in the alcohol and how it's made. It's been that way for centuries. And we have these variation of genes now that are being controlled in such a way in research to determine which has a responding to alcohol addiction or enhanced addiction. For the benefit of the Parker Pathway listeners, this following piece of information is about as important as you can get, even though that you do not have a direct touch base genetic research, which brings me, I better prelude this as an example. Let me give you an example. You have a hospital system out on the west, and there's some of the hospitals on the east called Kaiser Permanente. Now, they sent out to a lot of my listeners, sent these questionnaires to me, examples of what they're doing. And they say, well, we want to test your genes. And a lot of people ask questions. They say, well, can I see my gene map? And the answer is no, you cannot. Can I get an interpretation of my gene map? No, you cannot. Will anybody else be able to see see my gene map after you take it? And they say, no, only trained people and so forth. Well, I, in a few minutes, am going to give a presentation of how medical records are going to be electronically controlled, guided by a global United Nations precept, which went into effect 2 years ago. And the whole concept to take away paper medical records, and I've been talking about this for a long time. This is, I also included this on my September 29th archive concerning the Chinese treaties of how to control the medical records. And that was signed. That was signed. I made a big point of that for three more shows concerning how the control of that is. So let's say you go to the hospital, particularly this particular hospital, which is a very big corporation now, Kaiser Permanente, you give your blood and the whole thing. Essentially, this is what I've been talking about. Your blood is your property, but you've given over your right to that property. That's real. You take over your gene. Who owns your gene? The whole thing comes down to the fact that how do you know the propensity is going to be accurately determined at the other end if you don't have any recourse? And this is the point of having the grand jury of science and technology, to be able to determine how was that decision made that might affect millions of people. We're not just talking about you. We're talking about the fact of the people that are in your group that are being affected in a different way in the interpretation of who owns what. What happens if they take a gene? And I've talked about this a lot in terms of the gene is property. They do what's called a PCR, or polymer repeater, polymer-columnar repeat system, in terms of being able to duplicate that gene thousands of times within an hour and be able to make a product out of that. Who owns the product? Okay? And so who's going to make the diagnosis of the fact, let's say, that how you apply this? And here we get into important work in terms of forensic medicine, in forensic science, in crimes, in the determination of this. The second largest industry in this country are prisons. And this is how, and the whole concept of the genetic engineering system on identification of people who are in those prisons is the third largest industry in this country. It's not automobiles, it's not making steel. We've outsourced all of the food processing that goes on. We only have 7% in this country in terms of that. Some poor farmer in some Midwestern town who used to feed most of America, he had thousands of acres, and now he's gone. His family gets a picture of the fact of what an old John Deere tractor looked like with his family and his nice kids, while the people in China get 17 cents an hour to make a gene system that makes millions. So the whole thing comes down to, those are realities. I think the wage went up for the slaves in China. It's now 21 cents an hour equated by American. And then you pay for your own bullet to get shot if you happen to go against the government. So the whole thing comes on this project, we're kicking around here in terms of global control of your medical record and of your particular diseases. So let's get on with it. The disease for alcohol in terms and behavior modification. The first one, we have, you have a set of chromosomes, as you know. You've got sets of 12 going the other way, 24, and you got six. You got the sex chromosomes, XY, and for males, XX for females. And so on chromosome 4, there's a gene called ADH4. And it's for functioning alcohol dehydrogenase, and it has an increased risk. It doesn't link to any other disorder. So when we get back from the other end of the break, we're going to tell you about the rest of the gene structure that affects your behavior for alcoholism and behavior and autism.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 3 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
And we're discussing various gene structures that will become part of diagnosing future diseases and where they are now in terms of this, how it connects with stem cells, how it connects with the electronic medical records, which is already being based, put in place under a global treaty. And I fully intend to be a great part on a national movement and on a global movement to protect that medical record electronically in this world, because I consider that the battle line. I'm deviating just a little bit by making this statement, but there are a lot of religious groups that are against America, which have no compunction to be able to, if they're going to kill indirectly, they're going to do it through the medical record electronically. And I could do a separate show on that, but it would cause so much havoc that that's what the station's all about. You can handle the truth. That's what it says. Now, the thing is that I want to mention autism, which is connected to some of the genes that are connected out to what are called not only caused by a single gene defect. There's some interesting work that was done at the Cold Spring Harbor Lab in Long Island, New York. They examined 118 families this is what I've been told, verbal communication has been published yet, that have 118 families. They had at least one autistic child and 99 families with children who are not autistic. So 10% of the autistic children, but only 1% of the other children, had copy number variants of genes in their genomes that didn't appear in their parents. So this means that, as I write the note from this communication, the copy number variants would tend to affect different genes in each autistic child. So this suggests that autism is not caused by a single gene defect. Vital information, because this affects the metabolic syndrome, which is triggered through, and don't want to repeat anything, but the reality is the contaminants in our water and food trigger the other gene. Now, let's get back to chromosome 4 of our pair of 25, okay? And we have a gene on this called ALDH1 on chromosome 4. This is kind of a protective gene in the human body. It doesn't, it still connects to the alcohol metabolic enzymes in the liver. So if your liver is compromised and you're drinking chlorinated water, you're going to activate the metabolic enzyme of alcohol dehydrogenase, and off you go into the world of alcohol behavior aberrant and potential gene change for other kinds of cells that'll over-multiply, which can be any form of benign or metastatic cancer of any kind. Then you have on chromosome 7, which affects the brain function. This has what I call the acetylcholine receptor 2. Acetylcholine is in the nerve system, and this totally regulates neural signaling. And this affects the alcohol system, which in terms affects the nerve system, is a highly risky gene trigger. It can cause major depression in patients, and it also can alter the electroencephalogram. So in other words, let's say that you're in forensic science and you're taking an electroencephalogram on somebody that's been determined as not mentally competent to commit the crime. How do you know the electroencephalogram is recording a theta wave, a delta wave, in the proper frequency? You don't. Something to think about. And I will go into that in future shows, that one gene. Now we have chromosome 11. This is a increased rates alcohol dopamine receptor. It regulates what is called reward reinforcement. In other words, the reward reinforcement system is really based on the idea of the habit, which develops the chemistry in the lower part of the brain, and this causes havoc in your life. This is like habitual smoking, alcoholism itself, and changing into bipolar systems of the brain where you are manic depressive one part, and then you take a drug and it doesn't work. And so we get into where it triggers chromosome 15, gene GABRG3. This is, it regulates, again, the neural signaling of the body. This is highly risky business in terms of how the process of the contaminant of the nitrogen system, and where do you think the nitrogen system is adequately being given to us? It's being used for our water and food directly, N-N-amine, NH3, NH2, N-bromide chloroseed, M-bromochloromethane, all of these things that control the destruction of the embryological cells, the sperm cells, and in turn regulates the increased risk of behavior changes, which may account for, until it's totally researched, how people have thought memory inhibitions that they can't account for. Chromosome 4, GABR2, this regulates also neural signaling, but this is the one that causes the drug dependence. It has, and this is a very, very, very serious situation. The GABR2 on chromosome 4 can be triggered on the idea of developing the drug dependence, but also the psychologists have a term which is called conduct disorders. This is when you get people that are totally out of control. We have affectionately over the years called them sociopaths, which have no feeling for anybody. Which brings us to a very, and here I go deviating again, but is a very important point. In terms of law, in terms of, there is a case at the California Supreme Court wants a person by the name of Jarvis Master, who has an appeal that he's on death row for killing somebody. But the point is that the thing is they don't feel that this is something that he was denied hearing, and in fact is he may not have killed anybody, and he had something that was going on in terms where he was included into false evidence and secret deals with prosecution witnesses. The list is a coercion of the prosecutor star witness, and a very dubious prosecution case. And he was in for armed robbery, and he's accused of conspiracy and murder and the death of a San Quentin guard, and defending himself in some form, which they later found out. And so people's in a gang system in the prison gave false testimony to have him convicted of the killing of the guard. So they did an electroencephalogram, but they put it in as a conduct disorder. This case will probably end up going to Supreme Court because it affects forensic science. It has to do with the change of that gene structure on this brain, and was that gene structure triggered by behavioral changes which could have been predicted, which are called the ADH genes, which are part of the autism genes. And this is what I was mentioning earlier. There are certain trigger mechanisms in which all forms of interrelation of taste and alcoholism trigger other kinds of hypocamus or base of the brain changes. Now, chromosome 7, it contributes to what is called the bitter taste sensitivity. This is very important because this has to do with drug and food perceptions of the brain and how it reacts. And then, of course, my favorite in terms of medical analysis, of clinical laboratory analysis of the chromosome 8, the OPRK1 gene. And this is the stress response. This is the one that can increase the heroin and cocaine habit. And this peptide, or this protein, it binds the particulate matter in the brain, but also increases the reward. And this is a highly this gene is being studied all over the world. Anyone that captures the way to control this gene will control the drug market. And so, like Al Qaeda, people in Afghanistan, they have spent to study this one chromosome gene. The rough estimate, maybe $20 billion already. John in Ohio, who? Don in Ohio, okay. Thank you. And so, what we have here is a global gene for the control of the drug market. If you can control the receptor in the peptide for the stress response for heroin and cocaine, you can control the way the person can assimilate the concept of heroin and cocaine. And then, and here's the important point on this as well, it masks other diseases. And herein lies the rub in terms of how you control and mask other diseases and control the drug market. I know the $20 billion by the Al-Qaedas and the Afghanistanis and the Islamic universities that put the money in. I know it's bigger than $20 billion, but we'll let it fly. We have a caller from Ohio. John from Ohio, are you on? You there, John?
It's John
from Ohio. Huh?
Don.
Oh, Don. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's
all right.
Yeah.
Ohio.
I got two questions. Being in a healthcare business, I had to take a TB shot. And although I had drank before and stuff like that, I wasn't, really overdoing it. Since I got that TB shot, I've noticed that I've really, you know, went over a lot of times. Do you know if there's any relationship to that?
You mean, what do you mean
just,
by...
After getting the TB shot, I've found that I've been drinking a lot more.
Oh, you started to drink more alcohol?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. After the TB shot, huh?
Uh-huh. And after the TB shot, about 15 minutes, half hour later, I realized I was getting dizzily sick.
Excuse me. You know, in a way, I don't know how to answer that, but I'm going to give you an example of an answer which is very important. Now, I want you to bear with me, Don.
Mm-hmm.
You bear with me for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, this is the deal. You take today's news, okay? As we have been putting on Parker Pathways, people in Iran have been storming the U.S. Embassy in Tehran.
Right.
Okay? Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is...
You mean the British Embassy?
Yeah, the British Embassy, but the U.S. Embassy, they have one that's in the British Embassy there.
Okay.
Because they had they destroyed the U.S. Embassy a long time ago.
Okay.
Okay, so they're on there. All right, so you've got all these people out there. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of my little part in the history of the hostages in Iran. I prefer not to do it on air, but if somebody asked me about Jimmy Carter, I would say that he was an indecisive who left us out there in the goddamn desert. Excuse me. Oops, I cursed, and I don't mean that. Please forgive me, God. But the thing comes down to the fact... A bad carburetor, misplanning, and being sold out. If you look at an incident like that, most of the people in that mission, a lot of them died. I'm one of the few that just happened to, by luck, wasn't sent in completely because I had another mission on that mission. But a lot of them went to alcoholism. And you say to yourself, well, that was an event. The whole thing, it is an event. But when you look at an event... which causes the trigger of something in your mind. The TB shot, I don't know how to answer that, but a lot of times they put mercury in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you... I'm going a long way to answer this, but I know what I'm saying, but it's not scientific. You understand what I'm saying?
Right,
I know, because I want to help you, because I know that I can literally turn your life around if you get the message that I'm giving you. The point is that the event causes the medium rather than the medium is the message.
I think I get your point.
See? And the thing is that when you put the vaccine in, the TB shot is very important because there's an increase of tuberculosis in this country. There's approximately 6 million people running this around the country from other countries who have TB.
Right.
And they work in restaurants. They work everywhere, ever. I mean, even the post office hires them. You know, they don't even bother, you know. This is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, that the public health service needs to be revamped. We need to have a whole different way to personal hygiene to prevent these diseases. But you don't know where the TB came from. And you have to have the shot in order to protect yourself, so you take the gamble. Mm-hmm. However, these things trigger what are called the delta waves of the brain. And so if you see the event, you're triggering something that's not from the TB. You've just been accentuated by the TB, if you follow me.
Gotcha.
Now, that is not a scientific statement I just made, but it has merit and can absolutely be proven over a period of time with the gene therapy system. So this is why some vaccines, like you take these cancer vaccines that I've been talking about today, they're big in terms of every sense of the word, but they're going for the cell. TB goes for the whole system because it's a killer bacteria. And so it has to go to the brain to get the signal. So let's say that you're under stress and you see an event which is not compatible with your lifestyle. That could trigger the other gene to cause the alcoholism.
Okay. You had something else?
I'm on. Go ahead.
Oh, Have you ever done any studies of the kudzu root that they say that helps against alcoholism?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. really had to fight uphill on these risky genes, they're called, for alcoholism and these triggers. And I've given you some information here that can save your life if you know these genes and you understand how they're working and be aware that these can cause various forms of depression and form of electroencephalograph changes which occur that cause the liver to change things differently. I would take any kind of root. I would take any kind of herbal. I would take anything possible that's legal, not illegal, legal, to if it meant putting iodine in the water, if it meant I'd do everything possible, Don.
Okay. Mind if I stay over for one more spot?
Well, I have to. I can't do that today, Don.
Okay.
Because I was cut off. I had 15 minutes of the first end of the show. I couldn't get on, see?
Yeah. Okay.
So, but you call back next week, will you?
Have a good day.
Thank you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're finishing up the show, and I want to tie in because it's concerning a concept that has developed on the medical record concept. There's a movement that's been going on for about a year, which is where there's blogging of medical patients done by doctors. In other words, discussing your medical condition. Of course, they don't give you a name, and they do blogging coming in the other way. The whole process of doing that on open discussion has implications of legal implications and forensic science implications, and also implications of the personalized medicine, of which one it tries to develop the gene therapy to make it work for you. It doesn't work for you. Do you want blogging of medical patients around the world? It's going on. It's going on. You have somebody in a call center in Puerto Rico, someone in India, someone in even Russia who is having a field day working out ways to discover how the physicians are discussing the medical patients so they can determine the future market for all kinds of bad products. You take the state of California, for instance. They have a plan by the year 2020 that all Southern California coastal utilities are planning to supply 10 to 20% of their drinking water from the ocean. Now, that sounds noble, but the whole thing is the mercury tubes, there are at least 45 to 50 mercury tubes, 30 to 35 feet long, depending on the process. Where do you think the outport goes in the effluent? It's going to be mercury, and it's going to be the process of mercury coming in where they call it existing wastewater outfall is what they're affectionately calling this. There's nothing wrong with desalination of water if you don't have the excess byproducts, which is what we're trying to change. The alternate energy systems that need to be invented have to exceed the present desalination projects of everyone's trying to glorify in terms of the completion of projects to compensate out population growth. The more people we let into the country, the greater it's going to be, and it's going to turn require about 1,000 million gallons more a day for every 10 people. And this is going to have to be for the fresh water supply. When you're drinking desalinated water, recycled water, sewage water, which is being used on snow resorts, which that Arizona federal judge was talking about. So we have here any kind of product that's going in your body. What do you think it's going to do in the real world of test right at the bench? Of what? Mercury in the vaccines, mercury in the seawater, under the theory of engineering dilution process. It's always been that way. I've told you that. The medical profession always feels a little bit of poison won't hurt you. The engineers feel that everything's going to be diluted in the ocean. They've been living with that for 50 years. Look what's happened to the ocean. We have the recycle system. That water evaporates, goes into the clouds, comes in, and you have rain, and then you have it processing the plants in the aquifer. That's why we need accountability in the Constitution and the grand jury of science and technology. Well, this ends our Parker Pathway show today for April 1, and everything I've told you has not been for April Fool's Day. Liberty and justice for all. We support the republicbroadcasting.org, and you can contact me at the Wind Research Center, Box 864, Millbrae, 94060. And thank you, Parker Pathway listeners. I appreciate your emails and support for the show. God bless all of you. God bless America.